bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba.
Can you hear your babubas?
Now I can. There was a time there, Wendy, where I couldn't. I didn't know what to do. I panicked. But now everything's okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the stream. This should be fun. Today's show is going to be fun.
Today's show is almost over.
Yeah, it is.
I have some information on the Felicity Huffman thing. A lot of people are split on this. A lot of people are bothered that she's only doing 14 days.
Yes.
Prosecutors are looking for a longer term for Lori Loughlin and Mossimo.
Yeah.
Because they had bigger crimes, a higher amount of money, and money laundering was also added to that.
Right.
Felicity Huffman got caught doing a crappy thing, but...
Did she ever say whether or not she knew that what was going on was illegal? Did that ever come up? Because I wonder if that would be a good defense. If you'd say, I know it's wrong to do this, but I didn't know it was illegal. I wonder if that would make any difference.
Yes, I think the defense was that she was suffering from parental anxiety, which is trying to provide for your children.
Yeah. But couldn't every parent in history say that they've experienced that to some extent?
Yeah.
You could, right? But I mean, honestly, what she did, what both of them did, and what other people did with, you know, trying to buy their kids into the college, I always knew that that was wrong morally, but I didn't know it was illegal. I didn't know it was illegal.
I mean, I guess changing test scores on an SAT, I don't know. I'm sorry. I know you can't plead ignorance. That doesn't matter in the law of the land.
Right.
But I know it, again, unethical, immoral, but illegal. Didn't know it. Sorry.
Yeah. Yep.
And people were so horrified when they found out she was... I thought originally she was supposed to serve a month in prison. And then somewhere along the line, it got down to 14 days.
Yeah.
They gave her 1 day credit for when she was arrested and questioned. So I think originally her term was 15 days.
And now it's down to just 14.
Yeah.
Which, if you're going to have a prison sentence... That's doable.
I don't know. That's 14 days too long for me.
It's a long time, but I mean...
They would not like me there.
When you talk, you know, when you think about people in prison, and some of them are in for 15, 20, 30, 40 years life, who amongst them wouldn't go, oh, 14 days? I have no sympathy for you.
Yeah, but I mean, again, if they're in there for 30, 40 years or life, you know, if they've killed someone, they should be in there.
Yeah. I mean, it is dependent on the crime, but... But I think almost anybody, and I'm sure jail is the least pleasant place to be, but you could do 14 days.
Well, I hate to say as I was reading this, and again, I plan on spending the rest of my life on the outside of prisons.
We'll see. We'll
and
see
hopefully
what
not even visiting anyone in a prison. But when
you
I was,
won't even go to the spot on the Monopoly board, the just visiting space. You
makes me nervous.
You skip that space all the time.
But as I was reading about some of the things that happen at the Dublin Penitentiary or Federal Correctional Institute in Dublin, California, not in Ireland, mm-hmm. I was thinking, would it be so bad?
That's what I mean.
All right. Well, all right. Here's your prison routine. Daily mm-hmm. Mail is reporting that Huffman, who is now known as number 77806-112. That'll be a trivia question someday.
Would you get that? Would you get a vanity license plate that said that if you were her?
Too many digits.
It is too many digits.
She is currently sharing a room as well as an open toilet with three other inmates. Others, so four total at FCI Dublin.
So you got to make bathroom rules right off the bat. You got to say, all right, here are the new bathroom rules.
There is no bathroom. There's just a toilet
The
floor.
Toilet rule. You got to make some toilet rules right off the bat.
When someone's sitting on it, look the other way.
Look the other way.
And put your earbuds in, which they probably don't let you have because you could strangle someone with it.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that. Yep.
Got to think of everything,
Bill.
You
got to think of everything in advance.
There at FCI Dublin, the award-winning 56-year-old actress is expected to make her bed by 6:30 a.m.
Yikes. I'm out.
Although I get up at like 6:32, so what's the difference?
Do you make your bed right away?
No, because Jim's still in it.
Oh, he is?
Make I don't want to trap him.
It's fun.
Tuck it under so he
I'm
can-
still in here. Let me out. I'm still in here.
So she has to get up and have her bed made by 6:30 a.m.
Rules.
So six, I don't know, how long does it take you to make your bed? 2 minutes?
If that, yeah.
She has to make do with
the comforter, the throw pillows.
You're cute. They have a sheet
I would
and a blanket.
Go to Bed Bath & Beyond day one. I'd pick out a whole new pattern, something fun, something pastel.
You would fare 1 hour, not even.
Not even an hour. There's no way.
She has to make do with three pairs of underwear.
Ugh.
And survive
in 14 days?
Okay.
That's cruel and unusual.
Well, I mean, she will launder it.
I hope so.
Well, she has to.
Not money launder it. It is a jail. You can launder, but you can't money launder. You gotta put a list of rules right up there in the cell so everyone knows.
Why don't you become a warden? I could see that.
I'd be a great warden.
You'd make them laugh, so their time would go quicker. Their life sentence will go quicker.
Right. Right.
This is the thing that there's just no way. Girls, especially.
What?
You have to survive on one roll of toilet paper. That's in 14 days.
What?
Girls use more toilet paper than men.
I know that for a fact.
I mean, one square.
There are mornings I put it in the morning. I'll put a new roll in. And at night, we're out of toilet paper. That's when everyone's home. I can't believe it.
Well.
What are you guys doing? Making paper mache houses out of it?
Yes.
I can't believe all that we go through.
So up and make her bed by 6:30. This is Felicity Huffman's day.
Yeah.
Make do with three pairs of underwear and survive on just one roll of toilet paper.
Mm.
FCI Dublin. Federal Correctional Institute Dublin is known for being cushy, though this is a fire.
Like the toilet paper.
This is
cushy
a fire.
Cushy is a word I only hear with toilet paper. I rarely hear it anywhere else.
You're confusing cushy and tushy, by the way. Because if it's cushy, that means it's hoity-toity. It's
But toilet paper is also cushy, if done properly. Like, my guess is they're getting the really cheap stuff.
One ply, I'm sure.
One ply, if that. Half a ply.
That's what I hate about California, and I'm sure this is in California, so they adhere to this too. It is just one ply because they're more environmentally conscious.
Yeah, even in the jails, right?
Well, especially in the jails, I would imagine.
Oh, that
but
would
one
not
ply,
do.
You're just going to use more.
I would call the warden over, and I'd say, you don't have any Cottonelle? None?
You would be beaten and you would be in solitary.
Oh, yeah.
In the first minute of your entry.
I know.
So it's a far cry from the A-list lifestyle that Felicity Huffman is used to.
How so, Wendy?
But it's been
funny that they put that in the story. Like you'd assume, well, it's probably just like when she was on her housewife show.
Well, even though it has been nicknamed Chateau Dublin due to the fact that it was once named as one of the 10 cushiest prisons in the United States, it is on the top 10 list at Forbes.
Yeah.
Residents of Dublin sometimes refer to this prison as Club Fed.
I've heard that before. Not just about that particular jail, but other jails where they have... Oh. Higher profile inmates.
Listen to this, though. And as I go on, this is when I thought, you know what? This would be a nice little 2 week break.
Oh, really?
The prison is.
Look at jail as a break. That would be a break for you.
The prison's known for its cool ocean breeze and floor to ceiling windows that don't have bars.
Mm-hmm. That does sound nice.
I know. Listen.
Yeah.
One source revealed that the prison's lobby, which inmates are allowed to go to whenever they please, has a library and a grand piano.
Oh.
On top
That's
of that,
nice.
The prisoners at the facility are allowed to sunbathe at certain times of the day.
Don't all jails have that option? I think they do. I'm pretty sure they do.
Here's more stuff. While spending time in the prison lobby, inmates can watch television until 8:45 p.m., which seems like cruel and unusual punishment because shows usually would end on the hour.
Oh,
why can't
right.
they give them till 9 o'clock?
Yeah. I would fight for that, but then I'd be afraid they'd take away my sunbathing time.
All right, so you can watch TV in the prison lobby till 8:45 p.m.
What if one of her shows was on? Wouldn't that be crazy?
That's when she'd get beat up,
I think. Well, or not. Maybe that would build a new respect. hey, the lady on TV, she's right over there. Oh, isn't that crazy?
There they can also play cards and various board games. Again, this sounds really great to me.
Yeah.
No one ever plays board games with me anymore.
No.
Maybe I will volunteer to go play board games.
Yeah. Then you'd have people to play with.
At Club Fed.
Does it say which board games are the most popular? It doesn't?
No. Once the lobby closes, all inmates must be in bed with lights out by 10. You could never do that.
At 10 o'clock every night?
Yeah, and because you're up at 6:30.
I'm a night owl. I don't like this.
Everyone,
I bet Stratego is probably not that popular. I can't see, of the board games on the shelf, I bet
that's
a
women's penitentiary, first of all.
Oh. I wonder.
Candyland? Chutes and Ladders?
Maybe.
Definitely Monopoly. I bet Scrabble's very popular.
Monopoly, but it has the jail square. That would make the people sad.
They would paint over that one.
They just put an arrow on that one.
They put a post-it note over it so you don't even see the little guy holding the bars.
Right, right.
So lights out by 10 p.m.
Hungry Hungry Hippo, I bet, would be popular.
Kind of loud, though.
Oh, yeah.
And if someone's trying to watch TV till 8:45.
Right. Mealborn? Remember that game?
Yes.
That's a game your aunt always got you for Christmas and you never played. You just went, I don't know. I don't speak French. You just put it in your closet. Mealborn. If French people come, we'll play Mealborn.
I need to find out
everybody's
more about that.
Yeah. Got you that, but no one ever played it, ever. You'd look at it and you go, all right, there's parking meters and numbers. I'm not playing this.
Do you know if anyone's ever played it? 3-1-2-3-5-25-25.
I'm telling you, Wendy, no one in the United States has ever played it, but if you went to France or Canada, everybody would, oh yeah, we play Mealborn all the time.
I think I played it once.
You did?
Yeah.
In prison?
No.
No, at home?
I was a kid.
Oh. Child's prison? Kid's prison?
It's a French term for 1,000 milestones.
It's a French term that means I'm not playing this game.
Not fun.
Right.
Wow. All right. So lights out at 10, and then...
Oh, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, but again, you're getting up at 6:30 and starting your routine right then and there.
I would tell them I need a nap. I go, I'm not going to bed at 10 because I'm not tired. Second of all, we got to start a nap time. This is crazy.
You don't get to pick and choose what you do. Again, you're in jail.
It's not fair.
It isn't fair. Each month, inmates are allowed to have up to $320. This is each month.
Wow.
To
That's
spend
more than I get per month.
Do you want me to send this to you?
Please.
Your defense for Terry.
I don't get anywhere near that much money, and I didn't commit any crimes. That's not fair.
Yeah, but that's just basically for your lunch and gas.
I know.
This is for extra toilet paper.
I know.
Hair conditioner.
Still.
Hair conditioner, not air conditioner.
No, I know.
Each month, inmates are allowed to have up to $320 to spend at the prison commissary. The commissary sells cookies, ice cream, candy, instant coffee, toiletries, greeting cards, and Mealborn.
So... 3 Mealborns per day. All right, so I'm curious, if you go to the cafeteria there...
Well, you'll get your meal.
You get food.
That's
they
included.
Give you food.
If
usually
that's
they
what you
ladle,
call it.
I've seen it on TV, they ladle something onto your plate.
Into that sectional tray.
Doesn't look pleasant.
Doesn't.
It's like a brownish color, but you don't know what it is. So they give you some of that. But then you have the option, you could say, you know what, I would also like some Steak-ums. Here's $5 for a Steak-um.
Where are you going to get the Steak-ums?
Don't they? You said they. You can
I said
buy...
cookies, ice cream, candy, instant coffee, toiletries,
oh,
and greeting
it's
cards.
It's a limited amount of foods.
Yeah, it's not like you know.
You could order off the menu.
It's not like a Farm and Fleet. The thing's a little small little cage that they have.
Oh.
Like a mini 7-Eleven.
No. With
like a 3.5, 5. I don't know.
Yeah.
3.5, 5.5. Instead of a 7-Eleven, is that
about
half
Pop-Tarts?
Of it?
Pop-Tarts. Are there Pop-Tarts?
There might be, but it just says cookies, ice cream, candy, instant coffee, toiletries, and greeting cards.
But with a maximum of $320 per month.
Yeah,
that's
all.
You can't exceed that.
Right. And that means somebody has to provide you that money and put it in your account. Do you think William H. Macy is going to put
William
that in
Macy
there?
Would do that, sure.
Inmates are also allowed to have visitors on Saturday and Sundays between the hours of 8 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That's it?
During the week? Mm-mm.
Do you get to talk to them like at a table, or do you get that partition with the glass where you pick up like a phone type object and they hear you and they talk back. How is that done? Do you know?
I have no idea on this, but I would bet that it's, you can sit at a table.
Oh, that's better. But only Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, from 8 a.m.
Mornings
to 2.
To early afternoon. That's it.
8 a.m. to 2. Wow, that's early. It's getting up early to go see your loved one.
You got
one.
It well? That's the sacrifice, Wendy.
Huffman was also fined, in addition to her 14 days she's serving, she was also fined $30,000.
Wow.
And given a year of supervised release, so she'll be on supervision for a year, plus 250 hours of community service.
Both.
Yes,
both
all of this.
The fine and the jail time.
Yes.
Which, if you could, if they said, you have to do one, but not the other, you will either fine you $30,000 or you spend 14 days in jail, which would you take?
I don't have $30,000.
I don't either. I'd have to go to jail.
I'll send you Pop-Tarts.
All right.
Well, that was What's Hot, What's Cold. Just wanted to find out what Felicity Huffman's day consists of.
And we don't know yet about Lori Loughlin, how much time she's going to spend, right? That hasn't been determined
she's
yet.
She's pleading not guilty. So she is, in her own mind, thinking she's not going to go anywhere.
If you were Felicity Huffman and they let Lori Loughlin off, they just said, yeah, all right.
That's not going
to
happen.
You're free to leave. Okay.
I don't see that happening.
Right.
You know what? I think Felicity Huffman did the best thing. She just got on top of it and said, you know what?
I made a mistake.
I screwed up. Let's do this. Let's get it over with.
Yeah.
Now, this article is saying once she gets out, she will be facing an uphill battle. She'll have to rebuild both her reputation and her career.
Yes.
I don't know. She's a really good actress. Actor.
She'll get work again.
Yeah.
She will.
I don't think this is going to be.
Right.
And some of us, I'm not really including myself in this, but some people are like, good, she fessed up to it. She knows she made a mistake.
Right. And others can learn from this.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's What's Hot, What's Cold, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. We'll take a quick break, come back, find out what's going on in the world of news. The Chicago teacher strike. God, I hope they come to some kind of conclusion soon.
Yeah.
I know this is like kind of like Christmas morning for the kids. But as this goes on, if this goes on longer, and this isn't going to be good for anybody.
No, I know. All right, all that's ahead. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Can I tell you what I'm doing tonight? I'm pretty excited about.
I already know. Tell Kim. Kim.
I'm going
wait
to see Deep Purple.
I don't even know who Deep Purple is.
You're listening. You don't know this, my woman from Tokyo. You don't know the song?
Yeah, I told you the other day, I don't like heavy metal. Is this heavy metal?
It's rock and roll.
It's in the air. Yeah, it's not
it's heavy rock.
Where are you seeing them?
Rosemont Theater.
In 1983.
I was just at Rosemont Theater on Sunday for Sesame Street Live.
Oh,
it's a really nice
difference.
Place. Yeah.
It is, and what I like about it is you get in, get out. There's parking there.
Yes.
It's pretty easy to access.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of places to go eat around there if you want to. And
me and the boys.
Nice.
Are going.
I wonder if anybody saw both Sesame Street Live and will see Deep Purple.
Oh, like that would be interesting.
Good
ticket. I bet you they did.
Yeah, maybe. Similar shows.
Elmo rock and rolls, let me tell you.
Yeah, boy.
He does.
I know.
You don't know Smoke on the Water.
Oh, yeah.
Bow.
I know a lot of songs, and I'm like, as soon as I hear it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's who they are. But I'm not good with bands.
They had a lot of hits and original members still in the band, so I'm looking forward to that. That will be my
all of them?
Three of them. Ian Gillan, I knew you'd ask me this, so I wanted to make sure. Roger Glover on bass, Ian Pace drums, Ian Gillan percussion and lead vocals, and Don
Kleppen.
Kleppen, who's been a member since 2002.
Don Kleppen's in Deep Purple.
Are they starting at 10:30 like Madonna?
No, this is because we're older. I think it's 8 o'clock, which is your typical time.
Yeah.
Maybe 7:30.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. And
you gonna go backstage afterwards?
No.
Why
no,
not?
Jim actually bought these tickets on his own when they went on sale because they're reasonably priced, and the boys and Jim and I are Deep Purple fans, and they really weren't that much. So You know, I don't like things being held over my head. Like, he had these tickets for months.
Yeah.
And we kept going, you know, when is it? Because knowing our luck, you'd buy the tickets and then you'd go, oh, crap, it was last weekend.
Yeah, right.
And then Sunday, my sister is having her own birthday party for herself.
Is it a big one?
Yeah, friends and family. And
Deep Purple will play?
No, she has a horse, so she's having it at her stable. And
you're going to say she's having pony rides.
There will be pony rides.
Of course there'll be pony rides.
And a petting zoo.
Oh.
She doesn't have a pony. Tess is a full-grown horse.
Yeah.
But so that's Sunday. So I have
a
busy
weekend.
And Michael's playing a private party, and Jim and I have to be his roadies. So this is a very busy weekend.
Oh, it sounds like it.
That sounds great.
But I'm looking forward to it.
That's going to be a fun night. Good for you. Did you see that Suzanne Summers? People are criticizing Suzanne Summers, Wendy.
How could that be?
Because it was her 73rd birthday. She was born October 16th, 1946. So to celebrate her 73rd birthday, she had her husband take a picture of her without any of her clothes on. And then she posted it online.
It's Ed Farmer's birthday today, too, from White
Sox. He's already asked me to come over and take a picture of him for his birthday.
Was she using the Thighmaster when she was naked?
Well, obviously, at some point she did. She looks great, you know?
She does look great.
She's,
and who cares if she's had work done, because it worked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But think about how bold you have to be to say at the age of 73, hey, take a picture of me. I don't have any clothes on. I'll throw it on the internet. We'll see what happens. You got to be very brave to pull that out. But people are all over her.
They wish they were all over her.
They're just jealous.
Yeah, but, you know, excuse me, why do you need to do that? I mean, it's her choice and whatever. That's fine.
Well, can't you take just a beautiful picture of you at 73 and nice clothes and still say, oh, wow, she looks great?
Right.
Yeah, but to be naked, she obviously wants people to talk about her. And she knew that some of the slams would come out of the woodwork.
Of course.
Of course.
The Three's Company star, Suzanne Summers, shared
She's
a photograph.
She's slouching. Her posture's not that very good.
Do you
good.
Have the picture up?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I'm coming to see it real quick.
The Three's Company star shared a photograph of herself where she appears fully in the naked, in a field of flowers and tall grass. The reactions to the naked shot, similar to when Summers shared a photo of herself in her outdoor bathtub in Palm Springs, were mixed. Many commenters on the social media shared both Summers' Instagram and Facebook, simply wished the star a very happy birthday, while others believed the actress was too old, in quotes, to be acting like this. Yes?
That's not true. You can do whatever you want.
Right. You're never too old. As long as you feel like you can do something.
Then do it.
And she can stand up after she takes the picture. Why not?
Right.
Did you see the picture, Bill?
Yeah.
I don't think it's in poor taste.
Well, wait. Is this the one that she's in wheat?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's not in poor taste, but it's...
It's what?
You don't see that much, really.
I know, but that's...
That's the disappointing thing is...
Okay, we have two different views on this.
If somebody says to a guy, hey, there's a naked picture of somebody... You want to see stuff. She's all camouflaged.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Right. She's got...
Yeah, once I saw the picture, I expected, like, the full...
No.
Full effect.
The full
but
Suzanne.
No.
Nope.
But I don't like it.
You're upset by this.
No, I'm not upset by it, and she can do whatever she wants, and quite honestly, it's kind of tasteful.
It is.
That's what I think.
But I think...
She's covering her chest, her hands...
Well, she's got big... ones,
yeah.
So she's not really covering them. She's covering her areolas.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So
I love to watch his face.
So she is, as Wendy said, and then she's leaning over a little bit.
What's she
big
doing,
smile
Bill? Can
on
you
her
say
face. She's covering herself. All important parts of her are covered. There's
correct.
You're not seeing anything. You know, it's tastefully done.
But is it? She's slouching. It's not a very positive. I just feel like she could have looked better just being herself with clothes on.
Yeah.
You know, with her head back and feeling proud. She seems like she's like, oh, I don't know if I should be doing this. And I just don't think it shows her in her full glory, basically.
Now, see if either of you remember this. This is years and years and years ago when she was still on Three's Company.
Mm-hmm.
Playboy magazine unearthed some pictures of her where you did get to see everything. and they published them in her magazine, in their mag, in Playboy magazine, and the magazine was a huge hit. Everybody went, "Wow, one of the most popular women on television is naked in the magazine. Got to get the magazine." They sold out. It did really well. And then she was furious, not because they did this, but because she said, "Those are pictures of me from almost 10 years ago. It doesn't even look like me anymore. Let me take some real pictures, some modern pictures, and put those in your magazine." And then she did. But it's funny that she wasn't mad that they got they unearthed these pictures, because they weren't trying to ruin her. They were just trying to sell magazines. But her stance was, "I can do better than that." They weren't taken under the best light. Let me. And then she showed up again in Playboy with the new pictures, and that magazine sold out. Everybody got that one. So this, she's got a history of doing this sort of thing.
Well, that explains it a little more then.
Yeah, doesn't it? It does, right?
So maybe she's just trying to come full circle with it all.
Yeah, maybe.
And she's had a battle with cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she started her own beauty brand, Suzanne Organics, after being diagnosed with breast cancer in 2000.
Oh, wow.
She said, "One of the greatest gifts I had was getting cancer 20 years ago," she told People magazine back in August. "And you don't think that the day you hear those words, you have cancer, but it was my wake-up call. What am I doing? What am I eating? What's my lifestyle? What products am I using?" So since her diagnosis, she removed every toxic chemical from her home and decided against chemotherapy treatment for her cancer.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. It was very controversial.
Wow.
But it's in remission at this point?
Yes. I mean, if you can go, everybody says if you can go more than 5 years, so the fact that she's gone 20.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's pretty good.
Wow.
But if she's removing all the artificial and toxic chemicals from her home, is she removing it from her body? Hasn't she had some work done?
Just asking.
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe she had the work done before she got sick.
Yeah, but I mean, if I don't think some of that stuff is non-toxic, you know. I don't know how you remove it. I don't know.
Right. One commenter, after seeing her photograph, said, "Suzanne, I hate to say this, but I don't think that picture is tastefully done. It looks gross." Then there's more negative comments.
Doesn't look gross.
I don't think it looks gross.
I'd want to sit in that wheat field without underwear on, to be honest.
She's got to be on a blanket. I see something blue behind her or underneath her.
What could it be? A sailor.
Maybe it's a bluebell.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But you have to admit, it's really...
Or it's a thighmaster.
It could be a thighmaster, an old thighmaster. At the age of 73, to not just consider this but follow through on it, I give her points. Wendy,
you give her points because she's Suzanne Summers and she doesn't have clothes on.
But like I said, if a guy hears a woman's naked, the guy doesn't want to see her covering herself up. You're like, "Oh, if you're going to be naked, be naked. Come on, we're all adults here."
Okay, but you're excited to see Suzanne Summers. Like, you remember Suzanne Summers from yesteryear. Like,
from
are
the late
you 70s. Excited to see Suzanne Summers at 73?
Oh. Well,
she looks fine. She
I
looks
mean, strange. She does, she, but I'm saying, yeah. like...
Right. Bill will look at anything naked.
I think women, you know, it's sort of like anything. Those sort of like those Dove commercials where they had the real women, you know,
oh,
naked.
I
like those too, and I kind of feel like that's what she's doing versus trying to be the sex symbol.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because the Dove skincare commercials were people of all different weights and heights and skin colors and ages.
Right.
And I loved that
I thought that
campaign.
Was great. And that's kind of what I feel like she's doing there versus trying to be this sex symbol or... You know, once a sex symbol, now here I am. I still feel good
right.
about myself.
There's a commercial on now, and I think it's for a bra company, but I'm not 100% sure.
For a what?
A bra company. What? What?
It's just a company that makes them. I know, but I don't think I've ever heard you say the word bra before. And it's funny to hear men and women say it. We kind of say bra.
Right.
And bra. It's just funny. I'm sorry. I'm not used to you saying anything about bras.
All right. It's for a woman's upper body undergarment company. They probably have a foundation, yeah?
That's what they call them,
so
foundation.
Then when you see it, it's like you were saying, it's women, like the first woman you see is older. She's probably 65 or 70. And it's jarring for just a second because normally in a commercial like that, they're showing somebody who's 20.
Right.
And so the first time you see
it. So it's jarring?
Well, you're not used to it, you know? Right. It gets your attention. Also, it's in black and white, which gets your attention even more because it stands out.
What's the brand? Because it obviously didn't do...
I'm thinking it might be that True Love.
Third Love?
Third Love, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
Where you get a custom fit bra.
I think
so. A what?
Well, you put in your dimensions, your measurements,
yeah,
and then they tell you the perfect fitting bra.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
Although they don't have a push-up, and I need a push-up. They don't offer a push-up bra. They really don't.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. They're mostly t-shirt bras and comfortable ones,
yeah,
and they're supposed
nice.
To be the most comfortable ones ever, but I like the push-up because I need a little help.
All right.
All right. So
you will not.
Bill, you live in a house with all women. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, I do.
He was fine. I just made him feel self-conscious because it was weird to hear you
why.
Say bra. Because it just sounded.
Did you think I've avoided that word my whole life?
I know you haven't, but it just, you don't talk about it so frequently.
It rarely comes up. And that's my problem.
I have to go.
All right.
So at the age of 73, you will not be at 73. You will not be heading out to any wheat field anytime soon.
Knowing my situation in life, I'll bet I look the best I'm ever going to look when I'm 73. It just took me a long time.
Yeah.
I just read this study that if you're it came up on my as an alert because I subscribe to crazy news services and magazines, and it's like if you lose weight in the late years of your life, you may actually be hurting yourself.
Oh, yeah, you saw that.
Isn't that crazy? And and I read it to Jimmy Mack, and he's like, how late in life? And it said, like, after 40 or something, if you lose weight. I know that a lot of times when you're up in your 80s, you don't have a lot of weight to begin with. So if you start losing weight,
right,
it's not good for you. Plus, a lot of times people fall when they're older, and if you have a little more cushioning on yourself, it protects your bones.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe it was like around 40.
Yeah.
And then I told him it, and I'm like, see, whoo, yay. But then I thought, knowing me, there are people that, you know, ultimately get in the shape of their lives, and it takes them till they're 60 or 70 years old.
Buzz Killman.
Oh, my God. Buzz.
That guy's ripped to shreds right now.
He has like.
Do you know him, Kim?
2%
body
fat. I just
know of him. I knew him when he was here at WGN.
He's got a
freaking
six pack.
It's like Popeye now.
How old is he?
70?
He's mid-70s.
Well, you do have more time when you're older to work out because you're not dealing with your kids and driving, you know, here and there. So, yeah.
And when you're older, you get up so stinking early.
Yeah.
Might as well do something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you eat less.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to being 73.
One other quick thing about this. Do you remember, I don't know if they still do this, but in England this was a thing. There was some women's group, I think they were a band. So to raise money for themselves, for their band, they would put out a calendar every year where they were naked, and they were all like in their 60s and 70s.
Oh, there was a movie about that.
Yeah,
yeah.
With Helen Mirren.
That was a great movie. Yeah. What was it like Calendar Girls or
something like that?
Yeah, that was a great movie. I love that movie.
But I always wondered if that was something that could only exist in Europe or if in America, if there was some counterpart to that, if that could play out in the United States, or if that was a very European way of thinking. Because you go, okay, a calendar with women that are all in their 60s and 70s, and I think the oldest one was in her 80s, I'm almost positive. That's a novel idea, but will they make money on it? And the answer was yes. Every year they raised tons and tons of money for their band. So
interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can always get the firefighter calendar, not quite the same.
The firefighting hunk calendar, yep.
So it was called Calendar Girls. I never heard of this.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Is Helen Mirren in it? Wendy?
Yes. Women's Institute Chapters fundraising effort for a local hospital by posing nude for a calendar becomes a media sensation. So is it a band or just these people?
I thought they...
Because now I don't want to see it. If it was a band, I think... Yeah.
I don't know if it was a band.
It wasn't?
I feel like it was these women in their small town.
The Yorkshire County chapter of the Women's Institute, whose motto is...
Take it off.
Don't wear a bra.
Right.
They put this calendar together to raise money after one of the characters' husband passes away from leukemia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Now it's just become sad.
Now
oh, no, it's
sad.
A good movie. It's cute.
But was that an annual? For some reason in my head, I remember it being, it became an annual thing where they did it every year. I could be wrong, but I
think that's what it seems like. Yeah. But Helen Mirren is how old, and look at her
oh,
now.
She's
is the sexiest ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although she's never not been sexy. Mm-hmm. It's not like she went away from sexiness for a while
right.
and then came back. But
and let us not forget Nancy Walker, Wendy.
Who's Nancy Walker?
Oh my God.
Nancy Walker from like the Bounty commercials?
Yes.
The Palmolive commercials?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The quicker
Why?
Picker upper.
I don't. Is she with us?
No.
Thank
no.
God, because she would have died tomorrow.
No. No, come on.
You even shock yourself sometimes, don't
you?
You
don't think Nancy Walker was attractive? Come
oh
on.
My
no wonder you're
never
in trouble.
And Madge from the Palmolive?
Yes,
you're going there.
Madge.
More than just mild.
I'm
you're
soaking
in it.
Yeah, I bet. Hubba hubba, as the kids say.
As no kid ever said.
This is taking a really dark turn.
It's Friday. We've started our happy hour already.
Yeah, I can tell.
One other celebrity in peril, if I may.
You may.
All right. So in the American League, it's the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees. So the Yankees...
they're behind.
The Yankees are behind 3-1. The other night, the Astros have this pitcher, Zach Greinke, who's one of the greatest pitchers in baseball. And the Yankee fans are ripping him and making fun of him and his mom. I don't know why, they were ripping at his
mom.
I have no idea why his mom was included. Because I always thought
they're yelling out things at the game, or is this tweet? Are these
yelling
tweets
things
or what?
Out during the game? He has admitted in the past that he gets some sort of anxiety. Like when he goes out, he's a frequent sufferer of anxiety, and he's seeking treatment for it.
And that's something to make.
So they were all ripping him and his mom, which seems like something that would have stopped in fifth grade,
right?
But for some reason, the fans of New York has decided anything's fair game. You can rip him and his disorder and his mom.
Well, that anything's become fair game these days.
Right,
but.
Right. But isn't that upsetting that in a time where we're all trying to be more inclusive and more sensitive, that at a game like this, at a crucial game in the playoffs, the Yankees fans would team up on a guy, you know. Now, the good news is the Astros are going to eliminate the Yankees very, very soon, so we won't have to worry about that anymore. It just seems like a very cheap thing to be making fun of a guy in the situation.
But this was during the bullpen practice,
yeah.
And then officials removed them, I thought.
The people that were making fun?
Okay.
Yeah. Chance digging at Greinke's battles with social anxiety disorder and depression rained down on the 35-year-old right-hander as he threw to a catcher. Fans leaned over the concrete barrier between the stands and the bullpen and shouted insults about Greinke's mother. Wow.
You don't have anything better than that?
Right.
I mean, if you're
going
to insult somebody,
yeah.
What a way to cheer on your own team.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. They also chanted Donald, much the way, you know how when the Blackhawks are playing somebody, the crowd all says Crawford. So they all chanted Donald, which is his real first name. He goes by the name of Zach. That's his middle name. But they were doing that, which Wendy and I have
so
discussed
neat.
This in the past. If you're Corey Crawford and the crowd is chanting your name, wouldn't that just say to you, well, they know my name.
They love me.
They must love me. Yeah. They've learned my name.
I think that would, you know, get you hyped up.
It would motivate you.
Tens of thousands of people are yelling your name.
Yeah. Now I only have a one-syllable name, so they can never do that to me.
Well, they could Billy.
Oh, they could do Billy.
Bill Leff. Bill.
Just do the last name. How would that go?
Nancy Walker.
Nancy Walker, right. They would hold up standees of Nancy Walker and bounce them around. Try focusing now. Oh, I can't focus now.
According to Yahoo Sports, he didn't hear anything.
No?
Yeah, he said, I didn't hear anything, he said softly in the clubhouse after allowing one run in 4 1/3 innings.
I think that's something else we don't realize is that athletes... get in their zone, and you don't realize how much they ignore everything going on around them. It's hard. I mean,
thought,
I can't imagine doing it, but because I'm easily distracted.
Yeah. I always thought that because of the distance and the size of the crowd, that if you were on the field during a game, that it would just seem like just mindless chatter and roar, like you couldn't signal, you couldn't separate stuff. But when we were shooting the first Major League movie, I was on the field for a lot of that with the crowds full, and you really could hear things, very specific things. And I had no idea that was the case. I just thought, you know how when you hear a baseball game on the radio and there's a hit and you just hear, and you can't make anything out? But no, you could hear very specific things. I was shocked to hear this or to learn this.
Well, be nice, people. Come on.
Wendy's messages,
weekend.
Be nice. Because it's the weekend. On Monday, go back to being hateful and spiteful. But for the weekend...
I didn't say that.
2 days. I mean, you can do it.
Anyone could do 2 days. Nothing. We're not asking for a lot.
No, we're not.
All right. Kim, thank you so much for hanging out.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
All right. Remember Wendy's advice. Be nice for the 2 days.
I'll try.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll say goodbye. It'll get emotional. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Good night.
So much more fun saying goodbye on a Friday, isn't it?
Why is that, do you think?
Because the weekend is knocking on our door.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good time at Deep Purple tonight.
I will. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm hanging my new Nancy Walker poster that I just got at Spencer's Gifts. So I'm going to put that up in my den.
On the ceiling?
Yes. Isn't that the right place for it? I don't know.
Sure is.
Yep. She defies gravity, that Nancy Walker. Thanks to everybody for participating in today's show, both for listening and for being a guest. That was very nice of you. And then on Monday, Wendy, not only will Tribune columnist Eric Zorn join us, but our favorite noted pet expert, Steve Dale, will also be on the show.
And I believe we have some Blackhawks tickets to give away, so that's exciting.
Yes.
Join us then, won't you?
Yes. Yes.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh. All right.
To the listeners.
I get an extra day with my Nancy Walker poster. What do I care? Wait, what, Jazz? I only heard part of that.
She said we have 20 seconds to fill.
Can you do it?
Stretch! Yeah, I can do it.
People paid for the full bonus hour. They deserve the full bonus hour. No skimping. No skimping, Wendy. The bonus hour is called the bonus hour because it's 60 minutes long. 60 minutes of solid entertainment. Well, 12 minutes of solid entertainment. Spread out over 60 minutes of time.
Well, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
And you did a good job filling. I just had to sit back and put the nickel in you.
Thank you for that. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Wendy, thanks for being here. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago.
A Nexstar Media Group station.